Okay, we're holding on Yoma Daf Lamed Aleph at the very bottom of Lamed Amud Bet. Amar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Damar Serech Tevila Zo. Of course, Rav Yehuda, who believes this is just a reminder about Tevila, it's not Maker Adin. Chotzetz, oh, I know Chotzetz. If there's something on top of the skin that would normally constitute a chatzitza, an interruption between the water and the skin that would cause the Tevila not to work. Question is, are we still choshesh here for that? Not choshesh, but is that still a problem here? Because it's not a real tevila. Amarle called the takon rabbanon kein de oraita takon. Whenever the rabbanon made a takana, they did it in a way that mirrors the de oraita. So we're not going to have all these, you know, all these exceptions and all these, you know, lenient dinim. It's not going to be different than the normal tevila. Even though it's a derabbanan requirement, we did it like you're required to do for the Torah requirement. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef bi'a b'mikza shma bi'a olo. When it comes to going into the courtyard, what if you don't go full all the way in? You stick a limb in, you know, stick your right hand in. Does that even require tevila? Amar le behonot yachichu shehein bi'a b'mikza v'tanim tzorat olam sharnikana. Says what we can prove from the toes and the thumbs and the toes that the mitzora, all he does is he sticks his thumbs and his toes into the courtyard, and he's got to go to the mikvah. So clearly, be a mikzah neshma bia. Ibailu mahu shiyase sakina ruka vishchot. Can you make a very long knife, stand outside the courtyard, and do the shechita from there? You don't even have to walk in. Tibailu ben zoma, tibailu rabbanon de pligi ele de Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a question for Ben Zoma. It's a question for the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda obviously doesn't require it. So he doesn't require it, especially if you're on the outside. He doesn't require tevila even if you go inside. But according to Ben Zoma, it requires tevila, according to the Rabbanan, who are a little bit more makel than Ben Zoma, a bit more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to ask whether that's okay. Tibayil Ben Zoma ad kan l'mchayv Ben Zoma el gavev al barel lo. Perhaps Ben Zoma only required you to go to the mikvah if you're going to go inside the courtyard, but if you're standing outside the courtyard, it's not a problem. Or perhaps we're concerned that, no, even though you're standing on the outside, and you're using a knife that's on the inside, you're afraid you're going to follow the knife and end up on the inside. Something's going to cause you to make your way inward. Where the Rabbanan didn't require a normal person, only Mitzora. Where the Rabbanan didn't require a normal person to go to the mikvah, it's only if you're going into the courtyard. But a case where they're doing avoda, if you're doing avoda, no, so then a normal person should have to go to the mikvah. Teiku, we don't have enough information to answer the question. Leave the question unsettled. Chamesh tvilot vasara kiddushin tovel. Kohen Gadol does 5 tvilot and 10 sanctifications of the hands and feet. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, so we taught in the Braita. Chamesh tvilot vasara kiddushin tova kohen gadol mikadesh bobayom v'chulin mikodesh bedaparva. So all those kiddushins and tvilot happened in a holy part of the kodesh part in the Beit HaParva. Chutz mirishona shatayt v'chol. Except for the very first of the tvilot, which is outside the kodesh. Al gabei shar mayim, and this took place on top of shar mayim, which is right next to the Kohen's chamber. Amar Rabbi Shmamina ein etam gavua mekarka azara esrim v'shalosh amar. We can understand from this that the ein etam, this is the water source that flowed into the Kohen's mikvah, must have been 23 amot off the ground. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah called tachim shayusham gavon esrim amav rachban eser amot. All the gateways were 20 amot high and 10 amot wide. Chutz mishal ulam, except for the ulam, which is higher. V'tanya, we learned the bride to have a rachatz b'saro. He's got to wash his flesh in the mikvah. B'mayim, b'may mikvah. Kol b'saro. Mayim shekol gufo lebehen. The fact that it says that all of his, he has to wash all of his flesh means that I need water that all of my flesh can fit in. V'chamehen. What is water that all of my body can fit in? Amal amarum shlosh amot, right? So on average, it's one amma of depth, it's one amma across, one amma back, and 3 ammas deep. Shiruchamim mikveh arba yimsa. Right? And the Chachamim, that's how the Chachamim arrived at the assessment that a mikvah needs 40 sa. Right? But basically, if I need 20 amot off the ground, is where the gate ends. Right? So then something on top of that gate must be 20 amot off the ground. But then I need a mikvah. Right? So the mikvah has to be at least 3 amas deep. So anything fueling the mikvah, anything pouring into the mikvah, which is on top of the gate, would need to be 23 amot tall. Va'ika tikra, the ama ma'aziva. Don't we have the ceiling and the certain things in between that are thick? It's not just the gate is 20, but you have the thickness of the ceiling that takes up a certain amount. She'arim the Beit Hamikdash, kevan the shaisha ninu b'mashu avdilu. So the she'arim and the Beit Hamikdash were made from marble. It's very, very thick. So we didn't need an ama thickness like we would normally need for the structural integrity of the room. Any amount was fine because the marble was very, very thick, very strong. Va'ika haich mashu. Oh wait, but we still have the little bit that it takes. I mean, just because it's smaller than an ama doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So it's got to be. You got to factor that in. It's got to be over 23 ama. Yeah, you're right, but we're just because it wasn't a full amma, it's sure, maybe it's a little bit more than 23, but it's not quite 24. So we call it 23. Persu sadin shel boots. Okay, so we said that we put a separating sheet of linen between the Kohen and the people. Maishna shel boots. Why dafka linen? The amar of kana, kadeshi yakir shevorat yom bevig day boots, hachanami. Okay, so as Rav Kana said elsewhere, something we're going to see soon, that we use linen sheets so the Kohen Gadol remembers that the avoda that he's supposed to be doing is with linen clothing. So to him, we use a linen sheet so that the Kohen Gadol remembers he's supposed to be using linen clothing. New Mishnah. Pashat Yarad Ve'Taval. Okay, so what happens? The Kohen takes his clothes off, and then he goes down to the mikvah, and he goes to the mikvah. Alav, and he stop egg, comes up, dries himself off. If you lo big day zahav alavash, and they bring him the gold clothes, and he puts them on, v'kidish yad v'raglav, and he sanctifies his hands and his feet. If you lo et tamid, and they bring him the korban tamid, karzo, he slits the neck, umeirik acher shlita al yado, and another Kohen comes in, and finishes the cutting. Kibel at Adam v'zarko, and then he collects the blood and he throws it. Nichnas la'akdir k'torah shel shachar. Then he goes in to burn the incense from the morning. V'lahiti v'taner, set up the candles. V'lahakri v'tarosh v'tayevarim, to sacrifice the head and the limbs. V'chavitin v'tayayin, and he brings the korban chavitin, which is the Kohen Gadol's mincha and the wine libations. K'torah shel shachar haita kriva bein dam le'evarim. The incense offered in the morning was brought in between the blood and in between the offering of the limbs. Shel bein arba'im bein evarim l'nesachim, and the ktoret, the incense of the in the afternoon, is brought in between the limbs and the yain and the wine libations. Im haya kohen gadol zakeno istanis. Kohen Gadol was old or delicate, mechamin lo chamin, matin lo chatzonen, kidei shetafig tzinatan. Right? So, when he comes to the mikvah, when his stomach, the mikvah is cold, so you gotta heat up a little bit of water for him and pour it into the mikvah, just so it's not so cold. It can't be warm, just so it's not so cold. Gemara, Amruha Rabbanan Kaimi de Rev Papa, the Rabbanan said in front of Rev Papa, Had loka Rabbi Meir, must not be that our feet are. Mishnah does not fit with Remer Shita. Either Remer Kivanda Amar Treki Dusha Alavisha Avid Lahu Achanami Liavid Treki Dusha Alavisha. Remer says that you need two sanctifications by putting on the clothing. Here too, we should require two sanctifications, and our Mishnah clearly says that he only has one sanctification when he puts on the golden clothing. Amar Lo Rav Papa Bein Lo Rabbanan Bein Lo Remer. So our Rav Papa says no. Our Mishnah can be understood. Whether it's Rabbanan Shita or by Rav Meir Shita, Chada Apshita Divig De Kodesh, Echad Al Visha, because that which you heard Rav Meir say that he requires two sanctifications. Yeah, it's one for the taking off of the clothing and one for the putting on of the clothing. So one for taking off Big Day Kahuna, one for putting on Big Day Kahuna. Our Mishnah spoke about the first time the Kohen Gadol gets into the Big Day Kahuna. Seems like he doesn't take off Big Day Kahuna, he takes off normal clothing. So that's why we only needed one sanctification, because he only put on Big Day Kahuna, he didn't take off other Big Day Kahuna requiring two. Right? And that, so ad kan, that you require one on taking off and one on putting on, everyone would agree with. This is what Rameir and the Rabbanan argue with. Upasha v'rachatz v'lavash, Rameir savar makish pshita levisha, ma levisha lovesh v'chargach mekadesh, af pshita poshet v'chargach mekadesh. So the pasuk says, Upasha, you take off the clothes, v'rachatz, you wash yourself, v'lavash, and you put on new clothes. So Rameir holds that we are makish pshita levisha. So we draw a halachically significant link from pshita to levisha, and we say like this. Just like by levisha, first you put on the clothes and then you're makadesh, so too, by the removing of the clothes, you take off the clothes and then you're makadesh. Rabbanan savri makish pshita levisha. The Rabbanan say you have to link pshita, taking off the clothes, to levisha. Ma levisha kshu lavush makadesh, af pshita kshu lavush makadesh. Right? So just like by pshita, just like by levisha, when are you makadosh yourself? When you're wearing the clothes. So too by pshita, when you're makadosh yourself, when you're wearing the clothes, meaning before you take them off. Meaning they don't argue on etzim zeh that you have two times where you're makadosh your hands and feet by every change of clothes. The question is, when exactly do you do that? So according to Rabbi Meir, you do the first one when you're undressed from your first set of clothing, and the second one when you're dressed in your second set of clothing. And according to Rabbanan, you do the first one when you're still dressed in your first set of clothing, and do the second one when you're already dressed in your second clothing. Amar le Rabbanan le Rav Papa, umi matzid amrad hachi. Well, how can you say this? How can you say that? Shita v'atanya perisu sadin shel boots b'nei ben ha'am. We have a braita that says that you put a linen sheet between the Kohen and other people. Pasha v'yarad v'tavel. He takes off his clothing, he goes down to the mikvah, and he does the tefillah. Alav in his tafeh, he comes up and he dries himself. If you lo bigdiz avlavash, they bring him his golden clothing and he wears them. The kiddush yadav raglav, he sanctifies his hands and his feet. Rabbi Meir Omer, pashat the kiddush yadav raglav. Then Rabbi Meir says like this: he takes off his clothing, then he sanctifies his hands and his feet. The yarav the tavel, and then he goes down to the mikvah. Alav in his tafeh, comes up and dries himself off. If you lo bigdiz avlavash, the kiddush yadav raglav. They bring him his the golden garments to wear, and then he sanctifies his hands and his feet. Clearly, Rabbi Meir's shita, based on this braita, is that even the very first tevila, you require a sanctification after you take the clothes off. So our Mishnah can't be like it. Amar lo, Rav Papa then responded to his students, Itanya Tanya. He says, all right, well, listen, if it's in the first braita, can't argue with a braita. I had a havamina that is lav davka gonna be cholik, but you bring me a braita that says that he has a different shita, okay? So that's a braita. We'll stop here.